Hey guys, welcome to Tar Heel Tropics. Today we're going to be talking about Topsail Island, North Carolina, and I'm Olivia, your host, and so let's just get right into that. So, first little topic we're going to be going on is food, like where you should eat. So these are just four of like kind of my favorite restaurants. They're kind of different in like what you're feeling, you know. So the first one is Sears Landing. This one's just, it's on the water. It's just a really nice restaurant. The kind of, you can sit on the porch or you can sit like inside. I always sit on the porch though because it's on like a floating dock. It's really nice. But it's kind of, it's not like super fancy food. It's kind of casual dinner, you know, just with your family. It's really nice. It has kind of fast-ish food, but like nicer than that. I don't really know how better to explain it than that. It's not like fast food. It's like kind of quicker dinner. So the next one is Seaview Fishing Pier. And this one is kind of like fast food. So it's open three meals a day, so you can go for breakfast, lunch, or dinner, but it's more of a breakfast or lunch place. So I came here all the time. The food isn't the best quality, but the people that work there are really nice, and just for a dollar, you can walk down the fishing pier and just like look out in the water, and it's just really nice. I love it. And also, if you have allergies, this is a really good place to go to because my cousins have really bad allergies, and they're always really nice and like fixing their food to help their allergies. The next one is like a fancy dinner if you're feeling kind of, you want to dress up nice and go out. It's the Bistro. My parents love this place. It's kind of more for adults. It's like classy food, fancy food. That's really all I have to say about that one. I haven't actually been there. I know my parents love it. The next one is Max's Pizza, because like, you know, you need a pizza place to rely on just in case you like spend a long day at the beach and then you just kind of run out of time and you're like, oh, I need something fast, and that's pizza. Max's Pizza was like definitely my favorite. I love that one. Okay, so those are my favorite restaurants, or just for like whatever you're feeling. So next we're gonna do shopping. The first two actually are kind of little boutiques. And it's Bumblebee's Market. I love this one. I've come here so long because when I was little, I would go to the playground that's right next door. So if you have kids, you can just drop them off at the playground and then go into the shopping store. And it's like a little boutique, but then it also has a baby section on one side of it. And then a like desserts in the middle, like when you walk in and they're like homemade chocolates and truffles and that kind of thing. And then to your right, there's all the like pretty clothes and like little, I remember I got my first Tervis cup there. Now I have like 100 Tervis cups. But they just have like a lot of little knickknacks. It's really cute, little surf shop, but it's on the girlier side, but still really, really fun. The next one's also a little girlier, as I said. It's Mia's Marketplace. This one's kind of frustrating because I feel like every time I show up, it's closed. Like it has a very like strict schedule, but it's a really cute market. And then in the back, it has a whole candy corner. And it's huge. I love candy. And it also sells Luna Pops, which I'll get to later, but super, super good. And the next one, my favorite surf shop there would have to be Burt's. Burt's is kind of like a chain. I know, like, in North Carolina, like, they have Burt's on other beaches. But it's always just the least tacky surf shop because surf shops are always really tacky and, like, you can't really get anything quality. But I think Burt's is, like, a pretty high-quality surf shop. Okay, so those were my four favorite shopping places. Oh, wait. Sorry, no, I forgot one of them. The next one is Topsail Island Trading Company, and this one's kind of like a in between Burt's and Bumblebee's, but because it has some cute clothes, but it also has, like, toys and, like, athletic wear. But my favorite part about this one is their fudge. They have big fudge center in the middle, and they have the best fudge I've ever eaten. So you should definitely go there. Next, we're going to do activities to do while you're there, and the skate rink is so much fun. It doesn't open until 7 o'clock, so if you have really little kids, it might not be the best for them, but it's so fun. It's an old post office that they converted into a roller rink. It's really old. It opened in the 70s. There's no air conditioning, which might seem horrible, but it's really a good experience. And then at 9 o'clock, they drop the disco ball, and then the lady who owns it, who's like 70 or 80, she gets out in the middle and she starts figure rollerblading. I don't really know what to say. It's really fun to see her do that. And then they also play games at 9 o'clock. So if you stood in line, there's really fun stuff to do. Okay, and then you can go to another store called the Turtle Factory, where you can paint some pottery. I love painting pottery, so I did that a couple times. And then you just pick out whatever pottery piece you want, and you can paint it for free there. And then they'll fix it up for you, and you pick it up a couple days later. The next one is the Town Park. This one was my favorite. It was in, like, there's, like, two tennis courts, two basketball courts, and then this giant playground that's blue and yellow. And I went to a lot of parks, but this one I'd probably have to say was my favorite. There's also a hiking trail right next to it. It had really, like, it was really new, so it had a bunch of, like, modern, like, play equipment. I loved it. And then also we have Patio Playground Putt-Putt, which is kind of a tongue twister, but that's my favorite putt-putt place up there. There aren't that many putt-putt places at Topsail, which is kind of weird because most beaches have a lot of putt-putt. But I still like Patio Playground. It's pretty fun. So now we're going to do ice cream slash desserts, but mostly ice creams. So the first one is if you're on the beach and you want some a little treat to have, there's Bada Bing versus Island Crush, which is kind of, there's like two beach service shaved ice companies, and they'll be walking down the beach, and they come, like, they'll pass by at least once an hour, and you can just pick out whatever one you want. I love both of them. I'd probably have to say Bada Bing's my favorite, just because I've had it longer, but Island Crush is slightly more healthy. They don't have as many harmful dyes in it, because my cousins were allergic to dyes, and they would always be at the beach with us. And Island Crush typically had more flavors, but Bada Bing, just, there's something about it that's just, my heart will always be with Bada Bing. Next one is Luna Pops, and this one used to be a restaurant, not a restaurant, but an actual, like, storefront, and I loved it. We went there all the time. They had gourmet lollipop, or not, popsicles. They're the best. I love Luna Pops, but they stopped, the store closed down, and they stopped selling them, except for at Mia's Marketplace, which is a really added bonus, because I love Luna Pops. And next one is Beach Bunny Ice Cream, which is just kind of the local ice cream parlor. It's really cool. It has some arcade games in the back. It has a lot of flavors. It's really big, and it's just a really fun experience to go in there. Okay, and now I'm going to tell you some things you might want to stay away from, which there isn't that many, but just some things I picked up while I was there. Probably don't go to the flotilla. We got all dressed up really nice to go to the flotilla, and we showed up, and there's like two other families there, and it was right at the park near Bumblebee's. But so we thought most of those people were just at the park. And then the flotilla starts, and it's about three shrimp boats with some Christmas lights put on them. It was a big fail, so maybe stay away from that one unless you want a kind of funny memory, because that's been one of my family's funniest memories. And also, try to avoid swimming near the fishing pier, because one year I was walking by the fishing pier and we saw three sharks just on the pier because we were looking over and they were really close to shore. And since there's all those fishermen, the sharks tend to stay around there because of the bait. So yeah, you might want to avoid that. So those were all the things I think you should try out in Topsail Beach, North Carolina. So tune in next time for a new beach.